from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. As New Jersey residents prepare for the sticker shock of utility rate increases just in time for the summer heat, one utility is taking three steps to help its customers. PSE&G says they have filed a request with the State Board of Public Utilities to delay the impact of the June 1st supply increase for residential electric customers. PSE&G Chief Customer Experience Officer Dave Johnson says the goal is to delay the rate hikes until the autumn,
where the electric usage begins to taper down, and that would provide customers with additional relief throughout the summer to deal with the higher electric rates.
The charges will still accrue, but customers will not have to pay the higher rate in the summer. PSE&G is also implementing a suspension of service termination between July 1 and September 30 and suspending its reconnection fee. Residents who live in manufactured homes say they're relieved the Barnegat Township Council has extended its rent leveling ordinance through the end of the year. The ordinance covers residents who live in Brighton at Barnegat and Pinewood Estates, about 600 residents in all, many of whom are seniors living on fixed incomes. The decision follows other communities in Ocean County, including Toms River and Manchester, that have implemented rent leveling ordinances. And some taxpayers can expect to receive refunds this month.
While many have already received their 2024 tax returns, most who filed their taxes in May are receiving their refunds in June. According to the IRS, refunds for taxpayers who filed online and opted for direct deposit should generally arrive within 3 weeks, but the process could take longer if a check in the mail was requested. Taxpayers can track their refund status on the IRS's Where's My Refund tool and via the IRS To Go app. I'm Mark Mayfield.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will the rain stay away? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Today is pretty steamy and sweaty, and tomorrow we kick it up one more notch. Probably the hottest day of the week, maybe even the hottest of the season so far, with 90 plus a possibility for inland New Jersey. Now tonight will be fine. Clear skies, calm conditions. Lows will dip into the mid-60s. A little bit sticky, but not awful. Tomorrow the summer-like heat returns with sun and clouds, highs 85 to 90. Friday, partly sunny with a chance of a spot shower. Highs will settle in the lower 80s to end the work week. And then into the weekend we go. Saturday, around a scattered showers and thunderstorms looking likely for part of the day. Not an all-day thing. That'll cool temperatures to the 70s. Sunday looks great. Clouds give way to sunshine as highs return to the lower 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
In Orange, it is 85 degrees. Hillsborough is also 85. Toms River, 80. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.